Welcome to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. This is our podcast, un lugar donde hablaremos sobre la salud mental, cultura, como Chicanas and Latina Moms, la importancia de self-love, self-care, self-compassion, y el recordatorio que somos chingonas, y que esta es una revolución y una evolución para crear la mejor versión de nuestro ser. Because we can. Because calladitas, no more. You're listening to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. The content is not intended to replace or substitute for any professional counseling or therapeutic advice. Hola, Chicana and Latina Moms. ¿Cómo están? Espero que estén muy bien. Thank you so much for tuning in Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. My name is Amapola Ramirez. I am the creator and host. I started this podcast in 2018, and it's my little baby. I love it. And I'm glad that many of you enjoy it y se sienten conectadas, that you feel understood, and that you were able to find this space, because honestly, that was my purpose. Ese era mi propósito, for you guys to find a space where you felt like you could relate. I share some of my life experiences. I have chingona guest speakers on this podcast as well, and they are able to share their heart and their knowledge and their wisdom to be able to help our community heal, right? Just the healing journey will always be there. And as time goes on, we're handing over that healing journey to our kids, you guys, because we are doing the work. And if you're not doing the work, then it's, you know, start doing the work at your pace, in your way that works best for you. If it's going to therapy, maybe you don't want to go to therapy. Maybe you just want to get a self-help book. Maybe you want to, you know, listen to a podcast, read the Bible, join a support group. I mean, there's so many ways, you guys, that we can heal. And obviously, as a therapist, I always say, you know, mental health is very important, of course. And, you know, when you find that therapist that you feel connected to, like, yes, tú, agárrate, porque this healing journey is just really going to be amazing. So even I, you guys, as a therapist, have seen several therapists because it... I'm sorry, you guys, for the background, but I'm recording in my car. And, you know, this is the thing that as a therapist, I have been able to also, I guess, you know, try out different therapists para ver cuál me gusta. And I still disclose that I'm a therapist. You know, I'm not going to lie to them at all because I don't want that relationship to be in that manner. But, you know, find your niche. Find your tribe, and it's time to heal. So it's tough, definitely, as we have already seen on many podcasts, I mean, heard on podcasts, seen on posts, and just living experiences, you know, situations that we've gone through that we know it's pretty challenging to heal. But anyways, you guys, I want to jump into the topic of today, which is called Look for Rejection. And you might think, like, why the heck do I have to go out there and look for rejection? Well, many of us, or I should say every human being, I feel like every human being at some point, you know, runs away from rejection. But when you look for rejection, ya como que después te vale, like, you don't care. Yo soy aventada. I don't know at what age that kicked in, maybe my teenage years, because honestly, I think it was my teenage years. I rebelled to the point where I was like, I know what I want, even though I was probably wrong, right? Because as a teenager, you don't really know exactly what you want. But in that moment, many of you can relate, when you were a teenager, te valía, right? Your parents would give you like rules and if it tried to like regulate, you know? And you were like, no, I still like this boyfriend, and he is the love of my life. In reality, he was not, but at that moment you felt it. And this is one of the things, you guys, I think for many that can relate to the adolescent stage, where you felt this passion of like, I know what I want, and y le dabas like ese gas, and you just definitely te valía. Even though you got in trouble, even though you know that what you were doing was wrong, but there was that adrenaline and push and confidence within you. And, you know, that confidence can be shifted into a different platform, or road, whatever you want to call it, that will create better things. Let me explain. When you have a support system, even at some point you bump heads with your parents or just family members, but at the end of the day, you have a support system, meaning that if things were to happen, someone would be there for you, or your family members would be there for you. That is a support system. A support system doesn't have to be perfect to where it's like, you know, we're always supporting each other and we love each other and we never get an argument. That is a lie. Okay. It is healthy for relationships to have its like lows, because when you create a foundation that's strong, in order for you to, you know, even if si vemos las personas que están, you know, working on construction, right? I'm gonna use this scenario, even though I have no idea really about construction, but I'm just using what I have observed that kind of makes sense to what I'm gonna explain. Lo que he visto cuando ponen concrete on, you know, in a front yard, backyard, wherever, you know, they have to break the whatever floor that was there before, right? The concrete, the old concrete. They have to break it and they have to kind of dig in and just take out everything so that there's a very flat, you know, foundation. I think that's what we do. We break things. We take the time, even sometimes if we don't want to take the time to dig in deeper to things that we've suppressed. You know, we want to have this concrete foundation. And I think our family members help us break those down, because even though, yes, you bump heads with some people, at the end of the day, you know they're going to be there for you because they have a good heart and they're good people, right? So when it comes to, you know, rejection, there's times where maybe you reached out to family members and friends, and maybe they've set a boundary and they told you, no, pues no puedo. And you're like, okay, está bien. But then there's family members like, oh, okay. And they throw this like jab and like, okay, well, the next time don't ask me for a favor. Well, that approach is not healthy, by the way, right? But I hope you're understanding that when it comes to rejection, it is okay to step out of that comfort zone, and it's okay for people to tell you no. It's okay for you to go to a job interview and thinking you did the best and not get the job. That's okay. Even though you're like, but it's not okay, I wanted the job. Yeah, but it wasn't meant for you. It's okay that someone that you were dating ghosted you or told you they don't want to be with you. That's still okay. And you might say, no, it's not okay because my heart is broken. Yeah, but you're going to be okay because this is going to make you stronger. And some people, you guys, let me tell you, some people who have a difficult time accepting rejection will put up a wall with most of every human being they come across, even themselves. So we have to look for rejection. Get out of that comfort zone. Go to that interview. Try it out. If it was meant for you, great. If it wasn't, then it wasn't. Ask that question. There are a lot of people who have anxiety who hasta tienen una dificultad en preguntar preguntas, in a meeting, in a classroom. Heck, even to order something extra or to make a modification on their burger combo. I've met people that are like, I just order the burger in that manner. It might sound stupid, but even though I don't like everything that most of the things that come with it, like the lettuce, the onions, or the tomato, I'd rather not say that because no those I don't want to bother them and then I'm embarrassed. So I would say, why don't you just try next time? Even though we're talking about a burger, why don't you just try next time and say, let me have a number one with no tomato, with no onions, and no lettuce, please. Thank you. They don't care. We focus so much on what other people think. Every human being is trying to survive, you guys. Even las personas que son chismosas, los que van a la iglesia. I mean, we know people like that, you guys, but we can't be judging, right? But I'm just giving the example how in our family, well, every family is different, but there's always those chismosos and chismosas, you know, y siempre van a misa. And it's just like, wait a minute, hold on, are you not learning something? Like, to each its own, right? But like, if you want to, like, show that you are connected to God, like this beautiful, good, like everyone's relationship with God is different. But when estás chismeando, then it just doesn't really match. But anyways, going back to what I was saying, you know, when people are gossiping, that is a reflection of their being. I mean, honestly, ¿qué te van a hacer las palabras? I think when, because we could also say las palabras son como puñaladas. So yes, there's hurtful things, you know, that people have said and can say that can hurt you. But it's up to you how you want to, I guess, take it in, maybe crush it and throw it away. You know, we can throw words away, but we cannot and should never throw people away. I say that because when it comes to even rejection, there's people that have a lot of pride, which is okay. Pride is not bad or good, you guys. But what I mean by you throwing people away is that you will, how can I say it? Like, you won't make time out of your day, to acknowledge people, even if people that you don't know. So when people are hurt, you know, we hear the saying a lot, when people who are hurt hurt people. And that is very true. And I think we all have been there, you guys. And this is not just talking about other people, because we have to take accountability. I know I've hurt people in my life. Maybe you've hurt people. That's just, it happens. Sometimes when you don't realize it, sometimes, you know, purposely, when you were a teenager, when you're in your 20s and your 30s, it's just something that happens because we're not perfect. No somos perfectos. Even though sometimes, you know, we talk about the person who goes to church and then chismeando, at that point, they're not perfect either. So we kind of put them on a pedestal. So looking for rejection is something that's going to help us strengthen ourselves. From asking like the odd things that make you nervous, put yourself out there. If you get rejected, what is the worst that can happen? What is the worst that can happen? Really? Que te vas a sentir like not good emotionally. Like, oh, that kind of sting. Like, or maybe you'd be like, oh, that's what I expected. I mean, pues ni modo, I tried it. I don't, for me, I am going to go back to my adolescent stage. When I was 16 years old, and like many of us, nos creíamos que we knew everything. But I think that is like the age where I felt like I do have a voice. My heart and my feelings do matter. And from here on, I'm going to like just be myself. There was something that just happened, even though I've mentioned before, those of you have not heard my stories, my mom me mandó a Mexicali for 3 months thinking I was never going to come back. That was very traumatic. Like, and I guess I'll go more into detail about that in like a mother wound episode, but that right there, I don't know if she was trying to break me, but it did help me. But at that point, it did tarnish my relationship with my mother because even till this day, I don't feel emotionally safe expressing to her things. She's a very strong woman, and I get it. But I know she has her moments where she breaks as well. But I'm still working on it. And you know, when I was a teenager, I really just pushed through into like, voy a hacer esto, y yes, la regué y lo que sea, but I'm gonna give it my best. Now, this is the thing that when it came to, you know, focusing on I'm sorry, you guys. I'm gonna stop just a little bit because there's like a weird guy around my car. Y como que I'm a little like paranoid. Okay, ya se fue. Sorry, you guys. And let me explain just a little bit. I'm recording in my car because for some reason I thought like, okay, you know, I'm gonna drop off my son early and no se va a oír ningún ruido en mi carro. And pues you guys can hear los muffles. The mufflers from the cars, so I apologize for that. But I really just wanted to talk about this of looking for rejection because it's important to be okay with it. Okay, so going back to what I was sharing with you, when I was an adolescent, I felt like that was my time where I felt like, okay, this is I'm finding myself little by little. I'm finding myself. Aunque me costó un chingo, like, you know, but I feel like now in my life I know where I'm at. When I was in first grade in elementary, I was super shy. I would suppress a lot of my emotions. I would not speak up. If I would go to a family member's house or a babysitter's house and they had food and it was vegetables, I love vegetables now, but back there I hated them. I wouldn't speak up. I would just like try to eat it even though I wanted to barf. Like, I don't know. It was just really weird. So there was a change in my life where as I developed as a mujercita, you know, I was able to find my voice. And I think this is why now I have a podcast because I feel like, you know, I don't know if people are gonna love my podcast. That's what I thought when I first started. Or am I going to get rejected? The thing is that when you do something with your heart, with your mind, and something that you love, is, you know, people know. They can tell within your tone. They can tell, just, we can tell, right? So I feel like now that I'm using my voice as a way for me to continue to heal, because anytime I post something on these episodes, it's also part of my healing journey. Because I put myself in a space of being vulnerable, because I deserve it, and because you deserve to hear as well that you're not alone. So I'm putting myself out here, and maybe, you know, I could have been rejected by our community, but I wasn't, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. If there's people that don't like my podcast, that's still okay. And if they love my podcast, awesome, and I appreciate it because I verde todo, right? But I am not going to let rejection stop me from thriving. We have to thrive and we have to give it our the best that we can, you guys. We want to kind of be a slave of rejection. It sounds really weird like that too, you know? But when you know you are loved and accepted, guess what? Rejection is powerless. When you are loved and accepted, when you have that family members, when you have those friends, when you have God, when you have, you know, this sense of like this world is here to be for me, not against me, then rejection is powerless. That's badass and hasta me da escalofrío. We are not here for so long in this planet, you guys. We're not here for so long. We're moms, we hustle. We're trying to thrive. We're trying to heal. We're trying to make sandwiches, tortas de chorizo, whatever, you know? We're trying to make the best that we can. Y si la regamos, ni modo. And if you feel lost, that's still okay. It's still okay because the next day, you're not going to allow it. You're going to get up and figure it out. It's thriving. And in order for us to thrive, we have to get out of our comfort zone. We have to get out of our comfort zone. At our own pace, not at my pace, because there's times where I have become very impatient with certain things because I get so excited. And there's times where I'm like, okay, hold back, hold on, hold on. Like one of my uncles says, aguántate las carnitas. And I'm able to now take a step back because I don't know, there's something about me that when I see it, I'm a vision. A visionary, I guess that's how you can say it. I see things of how I want things and then I just like execute them. And like most of the time it's like cool, I did it. And then there's been times where I'm just like, yeah, como que no me gustó. So if I have an idea of creating a coloring book or any, not a coloring book, like a book for kids, I'll do it. If I have a work sheet that I want to upload and I want to, I'll do it. If I have a business that I want to do and I'm like, I'll do it. Me aviento, because then I see like if it worked out great. Did I feel it? Did I like it? No, but I guess what? I learned the skills of how to start from the bottom up. I've had my business for co-parenting sessions and parenting for 15 years. But I have other plans for other businesses and I love to be an entrepreneur. And I think we see that in our culture a lot, right? From that persona que ves vendiendo los hot dogs, right? I mean, that right there is courage to say, voy a invertir mi dinerito en estos hot dogs, en este cart. Sí, a lo mejor la gente me va a rechazar mis hot dogs, pero ni modo, yo tengo que sobrevivir y tengo que hacerlo. Like they do it to survive, but it's really rewarding to say, hey, I have my business. I've met a lot of vendors who have told me, tengo mi carrito de fruta, mi esposo y yo, y todos los días tenemos nuestra carretita de fruta, and we go with it and we hustle. And I was like, are you proud to say that you have your own business? And they're like, you know what? I've never thought about it, but actually we are. Because empezamos con un dinerito que acumulamos, nos dio miedo, right? That this business idea was going to get rejected. But they made it through. They made it happen. Why? Because it showed up. They showed up. So all of our vendors are giving us a message that, hey, yo me estoy poniendo acá. You know, there's people selling flowers all day. You know, and for us that work in an office, it's like a blessing. And even that, yet you might think like some people are toxic in your office, and you're just like, maybe that environment, you're expiring. Maybe it's time to move on. But then you're afraid to go and move on because you're afraid of rejection, afraid of the unknown. Of course, we don't know everything, you guys. Every day is new. We don't know what the next day is going to look like, but we're still living it, right? The same thing. So I highly encourage you to accept rejection. Maybe write things down that you're afraid of being rejected, and then go one by one and throw yourself out there at your pace in a safe way, of course. You matter. We matter. As Chicanas and Latinas, we matter. Every human being matters. No one's less. So try your best. Just try it out and
I wish you the best in everything that you do. Create beautiful things. It's okay to be lost. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have a meltdown, but get yourself up and say it's a new day and I got this. Cuídense, take care, and stay tuned for more. Adios.
Gracias por escuchar. Thank you so much for tuning in the Chicana and Latina Moms podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Chicana_Latina Moms Podcast. And also, don't forget to leave a review. Gracias. Hey, my Chicana and Latina sisters, please do not forget to leave a review and give me your feedback. I would really appreciate it. This also helps other new listeners know what we're about. Gracias.